Would you stand up with me and hold your Bible up real high? Something like this. And just say something like this. Say, this is my Bible. It's the Word of God. It's the perfect, preserved, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. God, would you speak to my heart through it today? Amen. Let's look into the Word of God in Mark chapter number 4. Mark, the Gospel, chapter number 4. We're looking in Mark chapter number 4. I'll call your attention down to about verse number 35. Give you just a second to grab your spots in Mark chapter number 4. I want to thank you for your attendance. Good-looking crowd here this morning. Thank you for being here. And thank you for bringing your Bibles. Amen. And we appreciate the Word of God. Thank God for it. Mark chapter number 4, verse number 35. The Bible says, "And the same day when the even was come, he saith unto them, Let us pass over unto the other side. And when they had sent away the multitude, they took him even as he was in the ship." Can I just say, if you're going to take Jesus, you're going to have to take him even as he is.
Right.
Amen. You ain't going to be able to change Jesus and make God what you want him to be. You're going to have to take him just as he is in the ship. "And there were also with him other little ships. And there arose a great storm of wind, and the waves beat into the ship, so that it was now full. He was in the hinder part of the ship, asleep on a pillow. They awake him and say unto him, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And he arose." Read that again. I like that part. "And he arose."
Amen.
"And rebuked the wind, and said unto the sea, Peace be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said unto them, Why are ye so fearful? How is it that ye have no faith? And they feared exceedingly, and said one to another, What manner of man is this, that even the wind and the sea obey him?" Father, in Jesus' name this morning, God, I need your touch. I'm praying, God, that you touch me, that you feel me. God, you give me the unction. And help me to preach the Word of God as you put in my heart. God, help us this morning. Do for us what only you can do. And we'll thank you, God, in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. If you'll look with me here in Mark chapter number 4, the Bible said that Jesus told his disciples in verse number 35, let's go to the other side. He said, let's pass to the other side. And then in down number verse 37, the Bible said there arose a great storm. He talks about the winds. He talks about the waves that beat into the ship. And he said, so that it was now full. And in the midst of this storm, the Bible said that Jesus, in verse number 38, that Jesus was asleep on a pillow. And so his disciples got scared. They got worried. And they went. And the Bible said they awake him. And they said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? I mean, I know none of y'all can relate to that. I know everybody's never been through a storm in here this morning. But the truth of the matter is that they tell us that you're either in a storm, or you're going through a storm now, or you've been through a storm, or you're sooner or later about to hit into one very soon. So we could probably all relate if we're honest. And they went down and they were scared naturally in their nature. They said, Master, carest thou not that we perish? And they woke him up. They said, Jesus, wake up. Don't you care? We're about to sink. Our boat's about to go under. We're about to perish. Don't you care? The Bible said they woke him up, and I like verse 39. The Bible said, and he arose. I like that. I can't get over that phrase. And he arose. Amen. He arose. The Bible said he arose, and he rebuked the wind, and he said unto the sea, Peace be still. I thank God that he got up that day, and he rebuked the wind. He stopped the storm. Amen. Thank God for that, that he can bring peace be still, and he did that day. And I just want to stop. I want to preach on this thought. Hey, then up stepped Jesus. Then up stepped. Hey, they went into a storm. Hey, they went into a mighty storm. The Bible called it a great storm. Talking about a storm that was about to wreck them, about to ruin them, about to destroy them. Hey, and they went and they called on Jesus, and they got his attention, and they woke him up, and the Bible said, then he arose. Amen. And I just want to take that thought. I want to preach on this. Then up stepped Jesus. Jesus got up out the hinder part of the boat. And he intervened in their situation. He came to their call. Amen. Thank God that Jesus stepped up in their life when they needed him most. Amen. Can I just say this morning that storms and trials and testings and trying times in our life, they're going to come. But I want to say that through the storms of life, Jesus can step into your situation and He can come to you and He can help you if you'll learn to cry out to Him and you'll learn to get His attention and call on Him when you need help. Jesus is still in the stepping up business. I say, we serve a God who can and who will step up for us. Amen. I look down through the Bible and I just give you a few thoughts this morning. There were several people that came to my mind when I began to think about how God had intervened in their situation. How through their circumstances, sometimes the things that they've done, sometimes things they hadn't done, and how their life was in trouble, how they was in a world of hurt, but God intervened in their situation. I'm talking about when God stepped in. I'm speaking this morning, preaching this morning on when Jesus stepped up, amen. Then up stepped Jesus. I go all the way back to the book of Genesis, Genesis chapter number 3. God had told Adam and Eve that they could take of anything except for this one tree. And y'all know the story, how that, hey, Adam and Eve went down and even became prey to the serpent, and Eve took of the fruit, and then Adam took of the fruit. The Bible talked about how that they were going to die when they disobeyed God, and they were in sin. The Bible said that God came looking for them in Genesis 3 there in the Garden of Eden, and they were hiding. They had made coats of fig leaves, and they was trying to cover themselves, and they were hiding themselves, and they used to enjoy the fellowship of the voice of the Lord walking through the garden in the cool of the day, and here they are hiding from God. And I thank God that, hey, listen, they were in trouble. They were in deep trouble that day. They were going through a storm they'd never faced before because they'd never been in that situation. But I want to just say thank God. Hey, in the worst time of their life, God stepped in. And I want to say the person of Jesus stepped up on their behalf that day. The Bible said that God took and made coats of skins. He took some animals. Where did he get those animals? He must have killed them, amen. Had to kill some animals. Had to shed some blood, amen. The Bible said without the shedding of blood, there is no remission. And the Bible said that God came in on Adam and Eve's behalf that day. And the Lord Jesus, there's a great picture of Jesus there in Genesis chapter number 3, where Jesus stepped up on Adam's behalf. And listen, those coats of skin covered him because those fig tree leaves could not. I just want to say thank God Jesus stepped up on Adam's behalf. Then I think of Abram, amen. We call him the father of faith. Abram in Genesis chapter number 22. God had promised to give him a son. He gave him a son named Isaac. Then God told him, said, Abram, I want you to take Isaac. I want you to go up Moriah's hill. He said, I want you to lay Isaac down. He said, I want you to sacrifice Isaac. I want you to give me your son. And Abram said, all right, God, if that's what you want, that's what we'll do. And Abram went up that hill by faith, believing that if he'd offer his son, God's going to give him back to him. Abram went up that hill, and he had his son. He had the idol. He had the altar prepared. He had the rocks laid just right. He had the wood laid out. Hey, look, he had it all. And about the time he had the knife, and he about to bring the dagger down into his son, God stopped him and put a Holy Ghost hold on him and said, hold on, son. I see your obedience. I see your willing. I see your surrender. He said, over there in the thicket, he said, I got a ram over there. Hey, I see a picture of Jesus over there where Jesus stepped up on his behalf. Thank God he was going through a storm, about to give up his only son. Hey, his only son of promise. And God said, wait a minute, I will step in on your behalf. I see where he helped Abram that day. I see Moses. I see Moses leading the children of Israel out of Egypt in Exodus chapter number 14. Hey, they coming out of Egypt, man. Thank God for the redemption that God provided. Hey, they're coming out of Egypt, and as they come out of Egypt, hey, they approach the Red Sea. There's mountains on one side. Hey, there's a desert all around them. Hey, there's an army coming behind them. There's a sea in front of them. Moses just says something like this. He says, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Thank God Moses lifted up his rod, held it toward the sea, and God split the Red Sea, and they walked over on dry land. I believe they was kicking up dust when they went across the sea, amen. Thank God that Jesus stepped up on their behalf that day. Think about Joshua. Hey, listen, he's going to be the next leader. In Joshua chapter number 5, they're down there back. Hey, listen, in Joshua chapter number 5, and there's people deciding what they're going to do, and then Joshua meets a man. The Bible calls him the captain of the host of the Lord, the captain of the host of the Lord. Joshua wants to know, hey, are you on my side? Are you on their side? He said, I'm not on nobody's side. I come to take over, amen. Hey, Joshua met the captain of the Lord, of the host of the Lord that day. And thank God, amen, Jesus stepped in on his behalf. Think about David, the king, great king of Israel. Hey, I think about him in 1 Samuel chapter number 17 where, hey, listen, he goes down and he sees this giant named Goliath come out and he's defiling. He's, listen, calling out, cursing the God of heaven and the God of Israel. And David cries out and he said, is there not a cause? And he tells Saul, he said, I'll go over there and fight that uncircumcised Philistine. He said, I'll take him. Hey, and he goes over there and you go over and read 1 Samuel chapter number 17. He said, listen, he said, there came out a lion and a bear. He said, God delivered them into my hands. And he said, God's going to deliver that uncircumcised Philistine into my hands. He went out there to fight, hey, that giant Goliath. And David said, look, David said, hey, listen. He said, it's not me. He said, the battle's the Lord's. I'm telling you, hey, God stepped up on his behalf that day. I can think about the three Hebrew boys in Daniel chapter number 3, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, how they were thrown into the burning fire furnace, hey, because they wouldn't bow to the king's golden image and had the music of the day. And watch now, when they were thrown in, the Bible said there was a fourth man in the fire. Amen, don't get too excited with that fourth man. Amen. Hey, the king looked in and he said, that fourth man, he said he's likened to the Son of God. I'm telling you, Jesus stepped up on their behalf that day. Think about Daniel chapter number 6. I'm just talking about how when Jesus steps up, amen. Hey, I'm talking about Daniel chapter number 6 when Daniel was told not to pray 3 times a day. And he opened up his windows and he prayed to the God of heaven continually. Hey, 3 times a day, he wasn't going to stop, amen. They took him and they said, we're going to throw you in the den of lions. And I thank God that Jesus showed up that day. And he took some Holy Ghost duct tape and he gave those, hey, lions a good case of the lockjaw. And they come out and listen, they still hungry the next morning. Yeah, listen, I'm just talking about how Jesus steps up. I can think about a blind man in John chapter number 9. Jesus passed by his way one day and gave him his sight. They come asking him, who did this and who did that? He said, look at y'all. Hey, let's just put it in paraphrase. He said, I'll just tell y'all one thing. I don't know a whole lot. There's some things I don't know, but this one thing I do know. I was blind, but now I see. I'm talking about because Jesus passed by. Jesus stepped up on his behalf. I think about blind Bartimaeus. Hey, blind Bartimaeus called out to Jesus as he was passing by. And he stopped Jesus in his tracks. Amen. And Jesus healed him and gave him his sight. I think about a maniac of Gadara in Mark chapter number 4. He's cutting himself. He's hollering and screaming. These people are scared of him. And Jesus stepped up on the sea, on the side of the sea one day and walked up on the mountain. And he met that maniac and he changed his life because Jesus stepped up. I think about a man named Jairus. Jairus said, a daughter's about to die. He met Jesus in the road as Jesus was walking by his way. And Jesus saw his faith. And Jesus healed his daughter and raised her up. Thank God, because Jesus stepped up on his behalf. Think about that same account in Mark chapter number 5. Hey, there's a woman with an issue of blood. She'd spent all her money. She'd spent all she had. The Bible said she grew worse. Hey, the doctors couldn't help her. Society couldn't help her. Hey, the self-help couldn't help her. Nobody in this world could help her. Her money couldn't help her. But thank God she ran into Jesus one day. And Jesus stepped up. And Jesus, the God of heaven, stepped up. Intervened in her situation. Changed her life. I think about a man named Lazarus in John chapter number 11. John tells us about a man named Lazarus. He was a friend of the Lord Jesus. The Bible said that he died. He was sick and he lied and died. And he went to... And he died. And he was dead. Hey, one day he was dead. 2 days, 3 days, 4 days he was dead. Jesus went by. Hey, everybody said it's late, it's too late, it's stinking, the air's already decaying. Jesus went over one day, that fourth day, he got down there to the tomb, and he went over by the tomb, and he said, Father, hey, I want to glorify you. And he went to praying, and he said, Lazarus, come forth. And the Bible said, he that was dead came out of the grave. Amen. I'm talking about the man that was dead. I'm talking about how Jesus stepped up in his behalf. I'm talking about how Jesus stepped up in the midst of a storm, midst of a situation he never faced. I don't know what you're going through today, but I'm telling you, I can go all through the Bible. I can show you time after time after time again how Jesus stepped up. We can talk about how Peter was locked up in jail, and the church went to pray. And when the church went to pray, Jesus went down to the jail and unlocked the gates and said, come on, Peter, we're going to the house. Hey, I'm talking about how Jesus can intervene. I'm talking about how Jesus can intervene. I'm talking about how Jesus can step up in your storm. Here in Mark chapter 4, we read about a storm. It was no ordinary storm. Mark chapter number 4, the Bible said there rose a great storm. That word great has the idea of something that's mega. Mega, I'm talking about it's huge. I'm talking about it's an exceeding large storm. Wasn't just your average thunderstorm. We've had some thunderstorms, a lot of wind. But I'm talking about days going through one that they had never been through before. I've read about a fellow went over to the Holy Land. He was on this particular sea, this body of water, and he was over there, and he asked the guide on his boat, he said, have you ever seen a storm like what the Bible records, Mark chapter 4? He said, I believe I've seen one. He said, and I care not to see another. He said, man, I'm talking about the storm that's described there. He said, it's so great. They say that the way the cliffs come down on that body of water, around that water, the way the cliffs are, that the hot air meets the cold air and the forms of the storm. He said, it's almost like a funnel that just funnels right down into that body of water. And said, man, said it'll create storms. Said, you don't want to be there. It'll sink us. You're talking about men that was on this boat this day that were professional fishermen. They've been on boats many times. And here they are going through a storm. And it was a storm that, hey, in Luke chapter number 8 and verse 23, the Bible said they were in jeopardy. Talks about how the boat was full. Talk about how the water was just overrunning the boat. It was full of water. It wasn't just a little. I've been on some boats where it had a little tiny leak and see a little bit of water. No, it wasn't like that. I'm talking about this time it said the boat was full of water. I'm talking about the waves beating over the sides. I'm talking about, the Bible said they were in jeopardy. They was in trouble. Hey, those boys knew that if Jesus didn't wake up, step up on their behalf, they was going down. And Jesus stepped up. The Bible said, and he rose. I thank God that he rose on their behalf. I thank God he rose on all these others' behalf. And I will say, I thank God he'll raise up on your behalf today. Storms come to all, whatever storm you're facing today. I want you to know you can call on the master of the sea. I want you to know you can call on Jesus, the one who created that sea. And I want you to know this morning that Jesus can step up and he can still calm the waves. He can still say, peace, be still to the storms in your life. Glory. Storms come for various reasons. There's some people that think storms only come for one reason, but I want to say simply that storms come for various reasons this morning. But no matter why your storm came, I want you to know that Jesus can still step into your storm. And he can step up when your storms come. And I'll talk about a few different reasons, and I want to show you how Jesus can step up and intervene in these storms. If y'all got just a few more minutes. Number one, I want to say this. Jesus can step up when a storm cloud comes to punish you. When a storm cloud comes to punish you, I will say this. Sometimes God does allow storms to come in our life for correction purposes. For correction. You say, preacher, I don't know about that. I don't believe that. Well, I just want to remind you about a man named Jonah. About a man named Jonah who disobeyed God. Because of his disobedience, God allowed him to get on a ship going the wrong way. And listen, God allowed a storm to come into Jonah's life. I'm talking about a storm in the book of Jonah. The Bible describes that storm. Hey, they thought they was about to sink. They started drawing straw. Here they are. They just going to sigh. And Jonah says, just cast me overboard and everything will be all right. Because Jonah knew that the storm that they was in that day was a result of his disobedience to God Almighty. It was a storm of correction that God had sent to punish him. It was a storm God had allowed in his life to get his attention and to call him to obedience. Hey, because Jonah had stepped out in disobedience, God, hey, watch now, God got his attention through a storm. But when Jonah was thrown out, and the Bible said that God stepped in. Watch now, you say, how did God step in? He's in a storm. He's thrown overboard. How in the world was that God stepping? And the Bible said that God had prepared a great fish. Jesus got it away. Hey, the Bible said that great fish came by and he swallowed Jonah, and Jonah lived in the belly of that whale 3 days and three nights. And in the belly of that whale with Jonah 10 and 9, in Jonah chapter number 2, he got in there and he got to realizing how he got there. He got to thinking about God, and in Jonah chapter 2 and verse number 9, Jonah cried out something like this. He said, salvation is of the Lord. So Jonah knew if he's going to be delivered, if his situation was going to change, if anything was going to take place, changed in his life, it was going to be because the Lord came by. And God, hey, I'm just going to say, that's a great picture. Jesus said, even as Jonah was in the belly of the whale 3 days and three nights, he said, so must the Son of Man be in the belly of the earth. Hey, that's a great picture. Jonah in that whale, it's a great picture of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hey, the death, the burial, and he was in that grave 3 days and three nights, and he come up out of there after 3 days and three nights, and he conquered and come out victorious over death, hell, and the grave. It's a great picture in Jonah of how Jesus stepped up on our behalf. I'm talking about how Jesus stepped up, amen, in Jonah's behalf, even in a storm that was sent to punish him and correct him. I'm saying Jesus stepped up. He delivered him. Let me say this, not only that, but Jesus can step up when storms are sent to prove us. To prove us. Sometimes storms are not to correct us, but they're to perfect us. Somebody tells you the only reason you're going through a storm is because you're backslidden. Hey, let me just say, if you're going through a storm, it's a good time to check up and see if you're backslidden, but it's not 100% proof that you are backslidden. Amen. Sometimes God allows storms in our life to prove us. I think about those three Hebrew children we talked about a while ago. I think about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, Daniel chapter number 3. Hey, how they were, watching them, they were faithful to God, and God put their faith to a test to prove them and to perfect them. Think about how the king was going to make this image. He said, listen, I'm going to build this image up. He said, and I'm going to have my rock band playing. And he said, when they go to jiving, he said, when they start hitting the beat, he said, here's what I want you to do. When you hear the music, he said, all those different instruments, he said, when you hear the music, he said, I want you to bow. Everybody in the province, everybody in the kingdom, they started falling. They started making worship to that idol. Everybody except the three boys. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. They were perfectly obedient, man, trusting God. And God allowed them to walk into a storm. You say, what kind of storm they were going to? Well, it was a fiery furnace the Bible talked about. And the king said, I'll tell you what I want you to do. He said, I want you to throw them in that fiery furnace. He said, before you throw them in there, he said, I want you to turn it up 7 times hotter than it's ever been. 7 times hotter than it's ever been. I'm talking about it was so hot that the men that threw them in there got burned up. I'm talking about, a fire so hot. Hey, but you know what happened when they got thrown in that fire? They're in there walking around, and the king says, hey, hold on now, we got a problem. He said, didn't we throw 3 men in that fire? Didn't we throw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in that fire? He said, yeah, we throw three men in there, king. He said, well, what's the problem? He said, I see four. He said, I see 4 men in this fiery furnace. He said, I see 4. And he said, the 4th man, he said, he's likened to the Son of God. He said, what do you say? He said, it must be Jesus stepping up on their behalf. Hey, I'm talking about a storm that came in their life to prove their faith. And in the midst of that storm, I'm talking about Jesus didn't leave them alone. He didn't sit on the sideline and let them go. Hey, I'm talking about in the midst of that storm when they were thrown into the fire. I'm talking about Jesus come out and started walking through the fire with them. I'm talking about, hey, you go through storms in life. Sometimes them storms come to prove you. God knows you trust Him. God knows you believe in Him. Sometimes He allows storms to go in your life so that He can come by and prove Himself in your life. Talking about storms this morning. Talking about how Jesus can step up in your storm. Jesus come by and delivered them that day to perfect them. And say sometimes He can step up in your life when a storm is sent to prepare us. To prepare us. Right here in Mark chapter number 4, we read about a while ago. Here's a perfect illustration of what I'm talking about right here. These men were in perfect obedience. Jesus said in verse 35, let us go over to the other side. Jesus told them, boys, get on the boat. Let's go. He said, let's go. Let's get on this ship. And watch now. They got on that ship. And in the midst of their direct, perfect obedience, they faced the biggest storm of their life. You with me? Perfect obedience. Jesus is teaching these boys that He could be trusted in the future storms that they would face in life. Matter of fact, I'll just go ahead and tell you this. In Matthew chapter number 14, they're going to be in a boat one night. Jesus is going to be up on the mountain praying. And in Matthew chapter number 14, they're going to go through another storm like this. And they're going to get scared. But because of what happened there, and they didn't get it all, Jesus comes walking to them again. He steps up to them again. Matthew chapter 14, He steps up on the waves. He walks walking. He gets on the boat and He calls the storm that night. You see what he's saying? I'm saying sometimes God allows storms to punish us and correct us. He can step up and help you then. Amen. Deliver you. Sometimes He has storms come into our life to prove us and our faith. And watch, He can deliver you then. And then there's times that He allows storms to come in our life to prepare us, to strengthen us, to encourage us, to build up our faith, and to make us stronger Christians, to show us that we can trust Him, that He's going to take care of us, and He can deliver you through them too. You see what happened? Watch here in Mark chapter number 4. They called out on Him. They went down there and woke Him up. And the Bible said He rose up, rebuked the wind. Watch now. I want you to say some things. Hey, when they was going through this storm, I want you to say, in the midst of this storm, perfect obedience, let me give you 5 things that they had. Can I give you 5 things right quick that they had? Number one, they had His promise. In the midst of the storm, right now, in the midst of the storm, they had a promise. The promise was, in verse 35, let us pass over. Jesus said, we're going to the other side. That's a promise. Jesus didn't say, let's head toward the other side. He didn't say, let's start out for the other side. Jesus said, let us pass over unto the other side. Jesus said, that's a guarantee there. That's a promise. You're going to the other side. I would say, whatever the storm is, you've got a promise. Amen. We're going to the other side. Then not only did they have a promise, but they had Jesus' presence. In verse 36, the Bible said they took Him even as He was in the ship. Hey, in the midst of their greatest storm, Jesus was in the ship with them. You saved this morning? Hey, if you're saved this morning, hey, you got Christ in you, the hope of glory. I don't care how bad it gets down at your house tomorrow. I don't care what the doctor calls to tell you this week. I'll tell you, in the midst of your greatest storm,
when the great storm comes by your way, hey, when the winds start blowing and the waves start rocking your boat, hey, I want you to know if you got Jesus, hey, he's with you. His presence is real.
Amen. Verse 38, they had his power. They cried out, Master. Master, he's the master of the sea. Carest thou not with fear? And then the Bible said he rose up and he began to rebuke. I'm talking about they had his power. Watch this. Not only did they have his power, not only rebuked the wind, but they had his peace. Watch verse 39. He rose, rebuked the wind, said to the sea, peace, be still. And it's one thing to have the power to say that, but watch what happened. And the wind ceased. And there was a calm. Hold on, that's not what it says, is it? Anybody reading your Bible? It said, and the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. Remember, there was a great storm. Hello? There was a great storm, verse 37. Verse 39, there was a great calm. Jesus said, peace be still. And the Bible said, the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. I'm saying, watch me, they had his peace. You'll never know peace till you know the peace of Jesus Christ. And let me say this. Hey, in the midst of the storm, they had proof. You say, what kind of proof? Look down there. Hey, they got scared. They're fearful. Why? You have no faith. Verse 41. And they feared exceedingly and said one to another, what manner? Watch this. What manner of man is this? That even the wind and the sea obey him. He proved to them that he was like no other. He proved to them that, hey, there wasn't nobody like him. They'd been in many storms, no doubt. They'd been on that ship. Hey, they'd been in that very sea at times before, but they'd never seen anybody that could talk to the wind and tell the wind to quit blowing. They'd never seen anybody that could tell the waves to quit rocking. They'd never seen anybody that could speak, and they'd be like a sheet of glass across that sea. They'd never seen anybody with the power that he had. He proved to them who he was that day. Can I say, not only did he prove himself to them, but I'll just go ahead of myself just a little bit more, and he proved himself to others. You say, what are you talking about? If you was to go into chapter number 5, as soon as they got off the boat, they come over into the side of the sea. The Bible said in the country of the Gadarenes, that's where he met that maniac of Gadara. He went over there, that maniac of Gadara, met him. Hey, look, he'd be out there cutting himself. They couldn't hold him back. They couldn't control him. And what happened? You say, how in the world did the maniac of Gadara know where Jesus was? Did it ever dawn on you that maybe the maniac of Gadara was up on the side of that mountain watching that storm? You call it speculation, call it what you want, but did you ever think that it's just possible that that maniac of Gadara up there in that tomb graveyard maybe cutting himself, and maybe he heard the wind blow, and maybe he heard, and maybe he saw, man, there's a ship out there. Maybe he just saw somebody down in the midst of that storm, and he thought, oh, they ain't coming out of that. Maybe he said, I've seen storms take boats down, and they ain't coming through that. And maybe when that boat hit shore, he said, I got to find out who come through that one.
Amen.
Let's just say sometimes God lets you go through storms, not for your sake, but for the sake of others. Sometimes it's not only about proving himself to you. Sometimes it's proving himself to others. Because they'll see how God protects you and how God brings you through. And they say, I'll tell you one thing, if God can do that for them, I need some of him. I'll tell you one thing. Sometimes God allows you to go through things for the sake of others. I'm telling you, be faithful. Hey, trust him. Then he asked them the question in verse 40. He said, why are you so fearful? How is it that you have no faith? Can I say that question could be asked many of us today when we go through storms? Seems like we're trusting God. We just praise the Lord. I just can't praise him enough. Everything's going good. But man, when we get that call about cancer, or when we get that call about we lost our job, or when we get that call about, it seems like we just, well, I don't know what I'm going to do. Hold on, you said just trust in God while I keep trusting him.
Amen.
I keep trusting the Lord. Hey, why not just keep trusting him? Hey, that's sad to say that question. Hey, we're human. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm talking about how God can step in our storms. He can step in our storms. Jesus can step up, make a difference in your life. Can I just stop and say this morning? The greatest storm ever known to man was when man sinned in the garden, in Genesis chapter number 3. I mean, I'm talking about he plunged. The Bible said all sin comes short of the glory of God. Every last one of us. I'm talking about sin had damned mankind, hey, to an eternity in hell. Hey, sin had made a disruption in our life. Sin had caused loss in our life. Hey, I'm talking about a storm. I'm talking about, you see a storm, it's when one body of air, a hot body of air and a cold body of air hits. I'm talking about a storm where the forces of good and the forces of evil had hit this world. Hey, sin had hit righteousness, and there's a storm all across this world. And the greatest storm ever known to man, hey, took place. That place called Calvary.
And guess what happened at Calvary? I just want to help you. When that storm of sin hit the world, Jesus stepped up at Calvary. I'm talking about the only begotten Son of God. I'm talking about the sinless, spotless, darling Lamb of God. He went to Calvary and he stepped up. And nobody made him, but he went to Calvary voluntarily. And he stepped up to the cross and he took your place and he took my place. And at Calvary, that's where he hung to reconcile God and man. And he brought the possibility of peace between God and men, because the Bible said in Romans chapter number 5 that before we were saved, we were enemies of God. We were at enmity with him. Hey, but Jesus hung on that cross and he reconciled God back to man. And he said, whosoever believeth on him, whoever calls on him shall be saved. Possibility of peace. Jesus stepped up at Calvary. Can I say he brought peace to God and men, to those who believe? Not only did he step up at Calvary, but I just want to stop and remind you that he stepped up at the grave 3 days later. Amen. He's laying there in the grave. Hey, I'm talking about he's wrapped in the linen, man. He's wrapped up in burial clothes. Hey, 1 day and a night goes by. 2 days and a night goes by. Hey, 2 days and three. Hey, wait a minute. On that third day, that third night goes by. Oh, there's a rumbling going on in the Bible. Whoa, hallelujah, I'm talking about. Hey, I'm talking about the stone rolled away and the rock of ages stepped up out the grave. Amen. I'm saying not only did he step up at Calvary and, hey, earn your redemption, but thank God he stepped up 3 days later at the grave and he come up out of the grave to guarantee you a victorious Christian life. Let me say that. Not only that, but I'll say this. He steps up every time. That old Satan, that false accuser, that accuser of the brethren, his old accuser brother comes up and he says, hey, God, that nobody did this, and that nobody did that, and that nobody thought about that, and that nobody did this, and they didn't do that, and they said this. Hey, wake up, son. I'm talking about when Jesus steps up in your life. Hey, I'm talking about when you mess up. I'm talking about when you fail. I'm talking about when you sin against God. I'm talking about sometimes when you don't, and the false accuser comes back. He says, oh, brother, you see what so. Hey, Jesus, hey, advocate, 1 John 2:2. We have an advocate with the Father. Hey, Jesus Christ, thank God. He steps up on our behalf and he says, Father, hey, don't believe that old devil. Don't believe that false accuser. That nowhere's mine. That nowhere's one that my blood bought. That one nowhere's washed in the blood. That one nowhere's redeemed. That nowhere's one of mine. Hey, I'm telling you, what sins are you talking about? The great advocate steps up on our behalf daily, amen, constantly. He's avoiding it. He's protecting us from the accuser of the brethren. And I'll just stop and say this, and I'll be done. There's a great storm going on all around us right now. You may not see it. You may not even be aware of it. There's a great storm going around. You look on the news and you see all the wickedness. There's a great storm in our world going on right now. Talk about those two forces. Hey, I'm talking about evil. I'm talking about, look, man, you just turn on the news. Homosexuality and sodomy is being pumped down our throat. Hey, the baby killing. Hey, the baby killing crowd, they're on the rise. Hey, the drug addicts are on the rise. Hey, I'm talking about hate's on the rise. I'm talking about, hey, Christians being put to death by the thousands. And maybe not in our country yet, but it's over in the Middle East. And they're mowing them down. Amen. Just fast they can mow them down. Hey, I'm telling you, there's a storm between good and evil, between God and Satan. There's a storm going on in this world. I'm telling you, it's getting bad, but it's going to get worse. Amen. I'll tell you, hey, the Bible talks about a great day of tribulation that's coming upon this earth such as never been. And I'm talking about, if you think the persecution in the Middle East, hey, it's going to be worldwide. I'm telling you, hey, a storm is a brewing, friend. I'm telling you, a storm's a brewing. You better hope you're in the boat, good friend. You better know, friend, you're in the boat with Jesus. Because I'm telling you this morning, you can't know. And I'm telling you, this storm's a brewing. And it don't pay not to be in the ship with Jesus. Because I'm telling you, hey, I'm telling you, one of these days, Jesus is going to step up in the midst of this storm. And Jesus is going to step out on the cloud. And Acts 1:11 said, the same Jesus whom you see go, he's coming back just like he went away. I'm telling you, 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Hallelujah to God. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. He says it like this. He said, for the Lord himself shall ascend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, the trumpet of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the cloud. Hey, to meet the Lord in the air, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. I'm telling you, one day, amen, I thank God he stepped up at Calvary. Thank God he stepped up out the grave. Thank God he steps up on my behalf, be my advocate. But I'm looking forward one day when he steps up on the cloud and he says, children, come home. Amen. I'm telling you, that's a storm where he's going to step up on our behalf and promote us. That's going to be graduation day. He's going to say, come on home, boys. Hey, all those that saved, all those that's
looking for his appearing. All those that loves appearing. All those that's been born again, redeemed, blood bought. Hey, he's going to call you through that storm. He's going to call you and say, I'm up here. Come up hither. Amen. I'm talking about a storm. He's going to call, he's going to step up on our behalf in promotion. Graduation day. I'm talking about the rapture. Amen. Don't be too excited about it. But whatever you're facing today, whatever you're facing, we serve a God. We have a God in heaven. Your Savior is in your heart. I don't know what storm you're going through. Just come through. Getting ready to go through. I don't know what kind of storm you're facing or why. But I know this. Whatever the storm, whatever the reason, Jesus is able to step up Amen. On your behalf. Amen. Father, in Jesus' name, I pray God you'd help us this morning. God, you know the need of the hour. You know the hearts. God, you know those that are not saved needs to be saved. God needs to be ready for that great day when you step out on the clouds. Call your children home. There's some here today that needs to be saved. God, I pray you convict them and draw them. Then there's others that saved today, knows they're saved. God, they're going through a storm. Might be going through the worst storm of their life. They don't know what they're going to do. God, I pray you show them they can trust you. They believe you. Put their faith in you. Walk with you. Then there's others this morning maybe going through a storm because they disobeyed you and got away from your will. God, I pray you show them that you step up for them. You'll forgive them if they'll confess it. You'll forgive them and wash it away. God, help them today. Whatever it may, is that may be, need to be done, God, have your will and way. God, meet with us this morning. Well, thank you, God, for all you do. In Jesus' name, amen.